head coach Serge Lajoie joins us. Serge, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing very well. You know, the Bears have, you know, finished first pretty much all the time, it seems, over the years. And you had a little bit of adversity leading into the final two weekends of the regular season, and your team really showed up and dominated the first and second place teams at that point to then finish in second place. How much do you think that helped your team, looking back on it, to kind of maybe have to get into playoff mode a little bit earlier?
Yeah, it's easy to say it now, but I think it was exactly what we needed. Just a little bit of an opportunity to do a little bit of check and point in terms of where we're at. But I think this team needed to find different ways to play the game, to win games. And we have been in playoff mode, like you mentioned, for 4 weeks now. So now we're heading into Saskatoon. It's going to be, again, a new experience for a lot of these players. They've always played all their playoff series here at the Claire Drake Arena. Now we have to go on the road to put our best foot forward to try to win a Canada West championship.
Well, the Huskies, what's the biggest challenge they present?
They just play the game the right way. They play hard. If you've ever been to the Rutherford Arena in Saskatoon, it's a very small arena. You can't hide, very small neutral zone. So, you know, your team has to show up. They've got to be courageous. You got to get first to lose pucks. And that's the strength of their team. They're a physical team. They support the puck well, and they're not afraid to go to the dirty areas. So it's going to pose a big challenge for our guys.
For your team specifically, Serge, in the last six games, what have you done more consistent in those games that you weren't doing it that had you in third place?
We've committed to working for our ice. And what I mean by that is working hard to get inside the dots, drive into the net, you know, fighting for that space in front of the goaltender for the second and third opportunities off of initial shots. I found that for a good majority of the year, we were one and done, so to speak. We'd get a lot high shot volumes, but we weren't fighting for that second and third chance. So that's been the biggest commitment, attention to details, really working hard and committing to driving hard to those tough areas and getting first to loose pucks. There's no secret to this game. It's not a complicated game, and it comes down to the team that really wants to commit to those details of the game. And it's not fun, and it's not easy to play that way, but our guys have committed to playing that way the last four weekends, and it's been very good for us.
Serge Lajoie, head coach of the U of A Golden Bears, as they head out on the road. And basically now you play the rest of the season on the road because of the national championships. Is that maybe the only kind of the negative a little bit? Is your team really built some momentum? Everyone's getting excited, and now you're on the road.
You know, to be honest with you, I believe the guys are excited about this opportunity. It kind of mirrors what our season has been like. It hasn't come easy. We've created situations where it's created adverse situations for us. We've had to test our character, and we've become resilient. So, you know, for the fifth-year guys, this is a first for them. I think they're excited about the opportunity. Anytime you have a chance to win a championship, a league championship, it's always exciting. But, you know, it's something that the boys have reflected on. For a lot of the fifth years, our game on Saturday against Mount Royal was the last time they will play a game in Claire Drake Arena. So, I think there's a little bit of mixed emotions there, but I think the guys are really focused on the task at hand, and that's, we're not looking any further than our first shift on Friday against U of S.
Now, obviously, you want to go into Nationals on a high, of course, and that means winning, but also, how does the seeding impact it? Because I know both teams are going to Nationals. If you win CIS, Serge, what's your seeding potential? And then if you lose this series, where do you seed then, do you think?
Yeah. I definitely winning Canada West will put us in a better seed. But let's say for argument's sake, if we win Canada West, we could find ourselves in as a third seed. So we would end up playing a sixth seed in the national tournament, because it's eight teams and it's four, quarterfinals. So 1-8, 7-2, and so on and so forth. So if we weren't to come out of Canada West as the champions, that'll definitely affect our seeding. So there's something on the line there, and that just, you know, enhances the sense of importance to not only, you know, go in there, play well, but to really pay attention to detail and take care of doing what we can to win a championship.
And when do you leave?
We leave tomorrow afternoon for Saskatoon and try to maintain as close to a routine as we can, get ourselves ready tomorrow night with a little bit of preparation work with the team once we get to Saskatoon, and then it's get ourselves ready and focus on Friday to have a good start to the series.
Well, Serge, best of luck, not only this coming weekend, but of course going to Nationals, because win or lose, the Bears are back in it, and hopefully you get the three-peat.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the support, Jason.